When talking about exploitation films, you can't leave out, like, the granddaddy of them all, which is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Now, what was so great about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is that it's a lot about, like, you know, the social commentary of it as well that it shows throughout the film. You know, ways of life dying, passing on, handing off to the new age and all that. And, you know, the old people not really ready to move on yet. But aside from having, you know, that type of, like, social commentary to it, what I like about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is that there really is no big-time, like, chainsaw massacre of, like, any kind. You might have the occasional chainsaw come out and, you know, do the whole jump scare with Franklin and all that. But what I liked about it, it was so gritty. I liked the grindhouse look of it. It was the film that really changed another part of the genre of horror films. Because, you know, you had Psycho, which brought in the slashers. And then from there on, here comes Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then again, it just gives us another change to the whole thing where it's gritty. It's very, you know, very low budget. Because back then with exploitation films, they weren't anything to be exciting about. Most of the time it was just, you know, cleavage, lots of blood, and gratuitous sex, and then just over-the-top death scenes. But then Tobe Hooper, a very nice guy when you read about him and everything, brings us to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it completely throws you in for a loop, where it doesn't rely on the whole, you know, let me show you all this. No. It just goes ahead and just gives you right away the creepy hitchhiker, even the opening of Texas Chainsaw Massacre is absolutely, like, chilling with its the red colors and all that. But what really gets it are some of the deaths, and everyone loves to talk about, like, you know, the meat hook scene where Pam gets put on there, and a lot of people during the film when they first saw it said that's where they walked out, because everyone, like, has a moment in movies where they'll be like, yep, I walked out during that. That was the scene that everybody walked out on, was the moment Pam got hooked. They were like, nope, done. But for me, I still find this terrifying to this day every time I've watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and that has to be the very first death. You know, you walk down, he hears, like, the sound of a pig squealing, but then he, like, trips, and all of a sudden, here comes Leatherface in all his glory, towering over him, and then you hear the weight of that sledgehammer just going right into him, and then the twitching afterwards. And some people say they grew up on a farm, and they saw that kind of twitching, so that hit home for them. But then it's when he takes him into the lair and closes that sheet door, and it doesn't have, like, any big shock stinger music. It's just all happening so fast. And then that just resonates with people as probably, like, one of the most, like, terrifying moments within the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.